Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we're going to have the exquisite pleasure of learning the Sefer Ein Hayah, the teachings of Agoin Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Cook on Sechet Shabbos. And since it's Hanukkah time, so Hanukkah Gemara's beckon. And this year should be a schus for Rafua Shleima, for Michal Yudis Basia, Bas Miriam, Menachem Elchanan, Bas Brandel, and for bracha natzlocha v'chol anyanim for Lavi Zev ben Yehudis. The Gemara in the Sechah Shabbos and the Chav Bey says, Amar of Yehuda, Amar of Asi, Amar Rab. Aser lahartzis mois keneged ner Chanukah. You're not allowed to count money next to the ner Chanukah. Ki amrisa kami de Shmuel, Amar li. When I said this in front of Shmuel, he said to me, v'chi ner kedusha yeshba. Does ner have kedusha? Does ner have kedusha? But what's the problem with counting money opposite the Ner Chanukah? Next to the Ner Chanukah? Maskler of Yosef. V'chidam kedusha yeshbo. Does dam have kedusha? Is blood holy? And yet, desanya v'shachvach v'kisa v'mashe shachvach yichase. Shelo yichasenu b'regel, shelo yu mitzvah b'zu yosalav. It says that you have to shecht, you have to spill the blood and cover the blood. With what you spill the blood, you should cover the blood. In other words, you shouldn't cover it with your foot. Rather, you should cover it with your hand. Shelo yichase b'regel. You shouldn't cover the blood with your foot when you do the mitzvah of kisui adam. It should be with your hand, not with your foot. Why? So the mitzvahs aren't bezu yoselav. So that the mitzvahs aren't disgraceful to you. Bazui. So too, we don't want the mitzvahs to be disgraceful to you. So therefore, in order not to disgrace the mitzvahs, in order not to disrespect the mitzvah, we don't count money corresponding to the Ner Chanukah. Corresponding, I was saying keneged, but keneged means next to the Ner Chanukah. So therefore, that's the Gemara, the Mahalach of the Gemara is, you're not allowed to count money next to Ner Chanukah. You're not allowed to use the light of the Ner Chanukah to count money. When I said this in front of Shmuel, he said, what holiness is there to the Ner? And Yosef says, yeah, blood doesn't have holiness either. It doesn't have Kedusha either. And yet you have to be nice to, you have to cover the blood with your hand, not with your foot, in order not to disgrace the mitzvahs. So too, you're not allowed to count money opposite Ner Chanukah because it's a Bizuya mitzvah. Now we're going to read a little bit of Rav Kook's Perush in this Gemara. Starting, if you have the Sefer, it's on page 68. In the passage, Keta, that begins, Kiyuma Uma. Kiyuma Uma. So obviously Rav Kook is bothered here. Why dafka this example of money? Why the example of money? You're not allowed to count money next to it, using the light of the Ner Chanukah to count money. Why dafka money? And what's the relationship between that and Kisui Adam? Why dafka Kisui Adam, the prototype of a mitzvah that you, now that I have mitzvahs b'zu yoselav? Rav Kook is going to explain. The existence of our nation that's recognized in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah and remembering the miracle, A person shouldn't see the existence of our nation as a preparation and as a receptacle for the individual in Hana of every person based on what he wants. In other words, don't look at the nation and say, ah, you know why we have Kal Yisrael? So that I can have a delicious breakfast. Tachlit nemucha kazo mashpilai laredet ad hachshbon hashafel shel haputa. This low purpose diminishes the greatness of Klal Yisrael, and it makes everything out to be just another cent, a question of another dollar, another cent, and that's the purpose of Klal Yisrael. The purpose of Klal Yisrael is that people should have money in their wallets. That's why we have a country. That's why we have a nation. It's all about money. So the people should have money. And money is great potential. You can buy anything with money. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy a car, you can buy a house, you can buy a wardrobe. You can buy lots of things with money. So therefore, a person's going to say, you know why we have a Jew? And that's what some people think. That we have a country. We have a government. Everything is all here so that people should have money in their wallets. And that is a very low goal and purpose for a nation. Ha'ish ha'gas, the crude person, the uncouth person, she'choshev she'kol tachlit kesher olmai b'shvil tzorchei chomriim, who thinks that the whole purpose of the nation, of the connection of the people, is for its physical needs, ma'yechashev l'tuda yoter ha'ma shel ner Chanukah. So what is he going to look at Ner Chanukah? He's going to say, Ner Chanukah, what's Ner Chanukah? Ner Chanukah is that the Jewish people exist. God saved us from our enemies. Why does Am Yisrael exist? Avada Navada, Am Yisrael exists in order that we should have money. And therefore, you know what he's going to do? He's going to take his Ner Chanukah and he's going to count his money by the light of the Ner Chanukah. Because the Ner Chanukah symbolizes the existence of Klal Yisrael. We were saved from our enemies. God did perform the miracles for us. And the purpose of this existence is that we should have money. So he's dafka going to count its gaval to count his money, not something else. Doesn't say read a book. Doesn't say cook dinner. He's count money. Because ultimately the goal is money. That's the goal of Klal Yisrael, money. And the money symbolizes that everybody's own personal needs are fulfilled. Money's a symbol. It's not only money. You're not allowed to do anything using the light of the Ner Chanukah. But money is the symbol of a person's individual needs. Rather, we have to recognize that the purpose of the Kliyim of Am Yisrael is very exalted and high and holy. Shem Hashem Shenekra Lech. The name of God is called on Klal Yisrael. Shirak b'shvil kach echin Hashem lakoach kayam adir v'nesgav na'ala mikol al'am v'lashon. And because of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared this great power of Klal Yisrael, elevated from any other nation, any other tongue. Hashpalat tachlit nesgava kamo tachlit kiyuma shel ha'uma b'chlala. The lowering of a sublime purpose, just like the sublime existence of the nation in general, and lowering that l'madregen amucha to a lower level, that can spread to the other mitzvahs as well. You know what would be an example of that, sweetest friends? Kisui hadam. The covering of the blood is a nice prototype for the lowering of a purpose, of a more exalted, sublime purpose. Hashkafa pshuta. Now we're going to explain. Tadun shetachlit kisui adam ulachik et adam me'achilat adam. You know why we cover the blood? So we shouldn't eat it. The goyim would eat blood. The Avodah Zarah would eat blood. And therefore, the Torah is trying to separate us from being like goyim. Is that all there is to it? That's all. We're just not supposed to be like barbarians who suck people's blood, who drink blood. Can't be. Aval im bazet yigamer ha'tachlit shel mitzvah elohit nitzchit? Is that the ultimate purpose? Just so we shouldn't be like the pagans? That's all Torah is? To make us non-pagans? A horse also isn't a pagan. Ken nishzayin. Loken Ha'adam Tzarichu odenu la'alot madregot rabot tkufot shel romemut v'kdusha nechonot lo. A person has to go higher and higher. Periods of holiness and elevation are prepared for him. Lo nuchal lever b'patiyut et or ha'musar anashi she'yeh la'atid lavo. We cannot explain in detail the light of Musar that will be in the future, of human ethics, of human morals, that will be in the future, in the time of Mashiach, Tchiyas HaMeisim. Aval yachol nuchal l'sheer, but we can assess, ki otan agash ha'shvichut dam bebalei chayim, שאין אדם מוכשר כלל להיות נאסר בהקפי מצבו, עתיד הוא לעלות על מצב רם כזה, שמעצמו יסכיל, שאי אפשר כלל שישאר לעולם במדרגה מוסרית כזאת, ולא הרחינם סיפרה תורה שהיו ימים שבהם נאסר אדם בהרגת בעלי חיים, ורק ירק עשב היה לו ולהם לא אוכלה. But we can't assess, we can't estimate that hanhaga, this behavior of spilling the blood of animals, that we can't be usher in our present situation, it's going to be elevated in the future, because the world cannot remain on this madrega. A guy wants dinner and he kills for dinner. He kills a living being for dinner, for a snack. He just wants it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. He's a little bit hungry, he goes to the fridge, he eats a living being, this animal, and it hurts. And it was shechted. Okay, shechting might be the most humane way of killing, but it's still killing. It's still slaughtering an animal. And that's why the Torah tells us that there was a period in history where it was forbidden to eat animals. איך זה יכול להיות? אוכלים בהימה? אוכלים משהו חי? Can't be. Because, and we were only allowed to eat Yerek Esev, we're only allowed to eat vegetation. And that's the ultimate goal of creation. Ela ma'ala azot yavo amnam ha'adam rak mitzad adrachat ha'torah. Lo shi'idaleg ha'adam bepam achat al kceh ha'chasidut azot shekeit enenu olam toklal. So this is a very high madrega that a person has such sensitivity that he refuses to eat animals. And you can't jump madregas. That's what we learn from Hillel. First night you light one candle. Second night you light two candles. As Rabbi Yerucham used to say, Nish krichen in himmel. You can't climb to the heavens. Can't go too high, too fast. Otherwise you fall. That's why you have all these animal rights activists who aren't concerned with human rights, with human suffering. Because they've already jumped to the sensitivity of caring about animals and they forgot about human beings, some of them. So you can't jump on Drakus. על פי חסידות כזאת שיותר ממה שעשרה תורה ייפול במוקשים רבים. If a person follows this level of chasidus, of not killing animals, not eating animals, of being a vegetarian, more than the Torah asked, it's very dangerous. There have been in history Jewish people who were vegetarian, but very few. It's a very dangerous path. But there was a time people were equating human beings with animals, so they said if a human being is an animal, then a human being can act like an animal. So if you don't eat animals, you say, I don't kill. I treat an animal with the same respect I treat a human being. Then you're equating animals and human beings. That's dangerous. On one hand, one should have the sensitivity to the life of the animal, to the care about an animal. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi suffered for years because an animal was running away from the shochet and he ran under Rabbi Yehuda's garment, under his cloak. And he said, that's what you were created for, dude. And for that, he suffered for a long, long time for his insensitivity. So Vada was sensitive to the needs of animals. Vada we have a mitzvah Tzar Bali Chaim, and Isser of Tzar Bali Chaim. You know how to cause animals undue harm. But to get to the point, to be in the Madrega where you don't eat meat at all, it's very, very dangerous. Because that can lead a person to equating humans and animals. If the Torah is matirit, the Torah is matirit for a reason. So it's clearly not the ideal, because the Torah says originally it was usher to eat animals. V'chisav enavshecha lechol basar, you have a taiva for basar, the Torah allows you to eat it. Taiva is not a good thing. So the Torah is really allowing for human weaknesses and permitting the eating of meat. But it's not the ultimate goal. But in the meantime, we have to eat meat. עוד יש כאן נרחב לאדם לתקן את הכלכולים והראות הרבות שהם גם מרים ממוות המוצאים את בני מינו מאשר שלט אדם באדם לרע לו. In the meantime, there's a great deal of room to fix all the kilkulim. Everything that was messed up, all the evil done between people. Because man rules over man, l'ra'lo. Omnam. So first worry about human beings. First make sure that every human being in the world has what to eat, has medicine, has medical care, has a warm bed, a roof over his head. And then worry about animals. You have a lot to do in the meantime. I'm all for animal rights. I wouldn't spend time on it. First I'd help all the people. I hope nobody shoots me for saying that. Om Namah. כאשר יופיע השם בכבודו בעולם, when God in his great glory appears in the world, ופני הבריאה יחודשו לטוב, and the face of creation will be renewed for the good, אין שטן ואין פגע רע. As it says in the Pasuk, Malachim, there will be no Satan, there will be no bad things happening. אז יתרומם האדם וישא עיניו אל יוצרו, then man will be elevated and he will lift his eyes to his creator. וכל בנייך לימודי השם, and all that your children will be learned about God. וידע להתקדש על פי דרכה של תורה שתהיה אז ראויה לו. And then he can follow the Torah on a level that is fitting for him then in the future. ויזכיר דרכי השם ממוצא טעמי תורה שהיו גלויים וכפויים, כדברי חז"ל בפסחים, או יקרות וכיפאון, אלו טעמי תורה שיקרים הם בעולם הזה, כפויים יהיו לעתיד לבוא. הם יובנו אז בנקל ובבירור גמור, עד שההלכות שהתחדשו על פיהם יהיו מורגשות לכל, שאינן חדשות כי הם מהם גופי תורה. There's going to come a point where we will be elevating ourselves in the future, and we'll be sanctifying ourselves in the Derech HaTorah, and we'll see Tamei Torah that we didn't see before. Hidashi quotes a Gemara in Pesachim, which the Gemara doesn't seem to say exactly that, but it says something very similar. That what's very difficult, what's very valuable in this world, is going to be very light in the next world. Because we're going to see new Tamei Torah in the future. We're going to see in the future that what we saw in this world was a different Torah. And what we couldn't understand in this world is going to be shaykh to the next world. And there it's going to be really easy. We're going to understand it very well. עד שההלכות שהתחדשו על פיהם יהיו מורגשות לכל שאינם חדשות כי מהם גופי תורה. We're going to see that the halachas that we understood and what we were able to understand in the future are part and parcel of the Torah. Even though at the time we didn't understand it. Or yikarot v'kipaon. Or yikarot means like heavy light is going to turn into something lighter. What was heavy earlier on that we didn't understand is going to be light. And then we're going to understand. So in other words, when we talk about the eating animals, right, in this world it's not for us, it's not in our madriga. But in the future world it will be. That we're not going to be eating animals. That's why Rav Kook says, V'arvel Hashem mincha sedar v'yushalayim. In the future we're going to have a mincha. Not going to be an animal. Not even going to kill animals for karbanos. The Navi says, in the future we're going to kill animals for karbanos. So they answer that there are two tkufas. There's going to be a tkufa where we're going to kill animals for karbanos. And then there's going to be a tkufa even later where it's for Arvel Hashem Minchas Yudav Yerushalayim, just going to be karban minchas, flower offerings, no animals. Let's talk about karbanos. But even eating. Well, even karbanos. Even greater chiddush. But eating. Right now we don't understand how we don't eat kol yerek esev asadena sati lach lachla. That's the higher madriga. That's not for this world that we're only eating greenery. But in the future, we're going to understand. What does that do with Kisui Adam? Kisui Adam mashrish liito b'meshach shanim shal dorot merubim ki ra'ui lo l'adam litvashesh b'shafcho dam ba'al chayim l'tzorcho v'telto. Kisui Adam teaches us that we should be embarrassed when we spill the blood of an animal for our own purposes. The reason it's on us here is because of our low spiritual level. We're not in the madriga yet not to kill animals. We have to in order to show us that we're different than animals. We should first take care of human beings. But it's only because of our own lower level that we kill animals. So it's a busha to kill an animal. And how's this busha expressed? That when we shecht a chai or an oaf, we cover the blood. Hadam amnam ein bo kedusha. You're right, the blood doesn't have kedusha. That's what Rav Yosef said, v'chidam kedusha yesh po. Does dam have kedusha? You said the Ner Chanukah doesn't have kedusha. The dam doesn't have kedusha either, the blood. Mitzvah ta'kisui mechuvenet v'tachlit ha'yoter nizgava. So the mitzvah of kisui is talking at a much higher level. Aval mikom kol miyamtza'ita la'tachlit. It's a means to the end. Ela sh'tachlit nivnita al-pi ha'mechuga ha'lokit. Al-pi ha'yidiyah shel yotzer ruach ha'adam b'kirbo b'imkein nafsho v'sidrei ta'aluchotea. Be'eze ofen yitzricha l'talot b'kinyinah v'yoter mutzlachim la'alad. So the Torah knows how we're going to get to this tachlis. How are we going to get to the tachlis of the sensitivity to animals? And the answer is by covering the blood. And that's the means. That's what Hashem knew He's going to get us there. And that's why b'mashashafach yichaseh, with what He covered, when He spills the blood, He should cover the blood. So that the feeling, if you cover with your hand, it's going to give you a sensitivity that's going to offset the insensitivity or even the cruelty of the spilling of the blood. Because you do it in a mechubadik way. You cover with your hand. And therefore you show, I'm embarrassed. I'm not doing it in a bizarre way. I'm not kicking the dirt. I'm covering with my hand. I'm showing respect. I'm showing that I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed that I have to spill blood. And I'm showing it in a respectful way. So that elevates the person when he covers with his hands. So of course blood doesn't have kedusha. But you show respect to the mitzvah because you know that this mitzvah is supposed to elevate you. It's supposed to get you to a point where you're not going to spill blood at all. There's bush involved here. The mitzvah is supposed to make you holier. Zot ha'peula kadosha mukhachat v'riyah yilasot b'yadayim she'en mitruamamot l'mala rama v'nizgava ad she'efshar gam l'ramam l'mala min arosh. Look at the yadayim. You do it with your hands. Your hands can go high. You can even elevate your hands above your head. Try to elevate your shoulders above your head. It's not going to work. Try to elevate your stomach above your head. It's not going to work. But your hands can go above your head. And that means that you can go even higher than the seichel. The hands can go higher than the seichel. And that's what's symbolized by the fact that you can raise your hands above your head. And therefore you cover with your hands. Because your hands, your koach ha-maisa can reach such a high madrega. If you do maisin, the svasem, so he says, when you do it, then you understand it. The hands, the maisim, are more powerful than the seichel. They enable the seichel to understand. You do it, you do the chok, eventually you'll understand why there's such a chok. So we do with our hands davka, because our hands are holy. Our hands are showing respect. You shouldn't cover with your foot. Because your foot symbol, that's the lowest part of man. And that shows you're covering blood for a low reason, for a madrega shvala, for a very low madrega. You're just covering it because we don't want to be like the barbarians. That's why. So covering with the low part of your body shows that there's not a very sublime, exalted purpose here. Covering with your hands shows there is a sublime and exalted purpose, and that is that we're embarrassed, and hopefully one day we won't. We won't have to shecht animals anymore to eat their meat. In the meantime, it's mutter, but that's not the ultimate goal. Shelo yu mitzvahs b'zuyoselav. If you do it with your foot, you're going to say, the mitzvah is mevuzeh. Not because you did it with your foot and it's not a nice way to do a mitzvah. But your foot also symbolizes the lowest part of your body. To show, that's all the mitzvah is. We just don't want to be like barbarians. We don't want to be low. So you do the mitzvah with the low part of your body. No! It has a much more exalted purpose. And that's symbolized by covering with your hand, which go above your head. Cover with your hands, which go above your head, and that symbolizes that this is supposed to bring us to a much greater place, even greater than the seichel, to a place where we're not killing animals at all. Ki tachrit kol mitzvot yirama v'nizkava midal yonat shadam sich lirdof tamid achareim lelechet b'hem acharei Hashem v'drachav ad sheyagi le'adam l'or Hashem v'kvodo. The mitzvahs are on such a high level, you should run after them constantly. Follow Hashem. And then you're going to get to the light of Hashem and His honor. And then God will spill on you His spirit. Later she yishpoch Hashem rucho al kol basar, like it says in Yoel Perigimel Pasuk Aleph. God's spirit will fall on all flesh. Ve'truach hatumah yavir min haaretz. And the impure spirit will remove from the land, like it says in Zechariah Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Perik Yud Gimel Pasuk Beis. V'chol peretz v'chol tzvacha lo yishama od ba'olam. It says in Tehillim, Kuf Medal Yudalit. There'll be no crying anymore in the world. Ad asher matzav ha'balei chayim mitromeim lumat romut ha'adam b'chlalo. And then the animals are going to be in the level of people. And says in Yeshayahu, Ve'alafim v'ayarim ovdei adama b'leil chamitz yochelu asher zoreh b'rechas u'v'mizra. The oxen and the young donkeys that work the land will eat enriched fodder, winnowed with a shovel and fan. Ve'alafim v'ayarim ovdei adama b'leil chamitz yochelu asher zoreh b'rechas u'v'mizra. They're going to eat like a chush of food. The oxen and the young donkeys, they're going to be in a elevated level. These are words of solace for the Jewish people. And it says, V'haya kol hargavoa, v'kol giva nisa, plugin, yivle mayim, biyom hereg rav, v'infol migdolim. On every high mountain, every lofty hill, there are going to be pools, rivulets of water. On the day of the killing, when the great ones will fall, the enemies. V'haya ora levana, kora chama, v'ora chama, yeshev asayim, kora shivis yamim, biyom chavosh esem eshever amo, machatz makasa yirpa. The light of the moon will be like the light of the sun. The light of the sun will be seven times as strong like the light of the 7 days. On the day when Hashem bandages the injury of His people and heals the wound of His blow. So the behemoths on that day, they're going to be elevated. They're going to be eating like people eat. They're going to see the secrets of Torah, the light of Torah. Right now, we don't even understand the tip of the iceberg. And then we're going to see how the existence of the Jewish people is much higher than anything Gashmi's dick. Much higher than any, it's not, our purpose in this world is not purely material. It's much, much higher than that. Much, much sublime. Mikol tshuka shiyasod ruach eno shiruach nevocha v'daso v'dato k'tzara. We're higher than any desire that is found in the spirit of man, whose spirit is perplexed, and his understanding is very short. Al Kain, oh, now Rav Kook says pshat. Lo yiratzim os b'nercha neged ner Chanukah. You're not allowed to count money next to the ner Chanukah, because by counting money next to the ner Chanukah, you're showing that the purpose of the existence of the Jewish people is chamrius, is money, is economic. Libeli hashpel to udas koach hakiyum anifla nimtza bumazos anifla. You're not allowed to count money next to the Ner Chanukah using the light of the Ner Chanukah in order that you don't lower the purpose of the power of the existence of this wonderful nation. All we are is about money. And also lo yechase beregel. The man lo lahashpil to das kol mitzvah ve'ofin shlo yased yoser na'ale nachum lefaneha. Don't lower the mitzvahs that it doesn't have a much greater future. Don't say, it's just to separate us from the barbarians. It's true, it's also to separate us from the barbarians. That's also why we cover the blood. That's not the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is much, much higher than that. And therefore, don't cover it with your foot. That's a mevaz of the mitzvah, not only because you're doing it with your foot. That's not a respectful way of keeping a kind of mitzvah. But because you're showing it only has a low purpose. And we know it's not true. Kisui Adam is a much more elevated purpose. That we should appreciate the chashivas of animals, the importance of animals, be sensitive to animals. We should know that the purpose of mitzvahs is so high, lofty, exalted, and elevated. That their honor is eternal. And just like the nation, so too the mitzvahs are the wonderful, wondrous pillars of the world. And great lights. Only when the time comes, they are going to appear in all their glory and all their radiance. A holeich b'midah chachama kazot, if you go in this smart way, b'machshavos avad v'yisrael v'chlal avad bar mitzvahs v'fratan, thinking about the Jewish people this way, as is symbolized in the Ner Chanukah, and thinking about mitzvahs this way, as is symbolized in the Kisei Adam, yeda shenerot Chanukah amnam kodesh hem. Yes, indeed, like we say in Mo's Tzur, hanerot halalu kodesh hem. Why? Mipa'at tachlitam. Because of their ultimate purpose. V'lo yu mitzvot bezuyot alav, and mitzvahs won't be disgraceful to you, ki mechubadot v'kdoshot, rather they will be honored and revered. So I think Rav Kook is being Merami's to answer another kasha that it says, we mentioned, the Gemara says, v'chi ner kedusha yesh boy. Does the ner really have kedusha? So why shouldn't you be allowed to use it? To count money? It doesn't have kedusha. And then Rav Yosef says, hey, dam doesn't have kedusha either. And yet you still have to be respectful to the mitzvah of dam, so therefore you also have to be respectful to the mitzvah of nermos, of ner chanukah, and therefore you can count money by the light of the ner. Yeah, but we say, haneros halalu kodesh hem. They are holy. So why does the Gemara say, v'chi ner kedusha yesh, but does ner have kedusha? Rhetorically, no it doesn't. It does! The answer I think Rav Kook is giving is that he alludes to this in an earlier keta that I didn't read, that there's kedusha and there's mitzvahs. Kedusha is an end in and of itself, and the mitzvah is to lead you to kedusha. A mitzvah is to bring you on the road to achieve kedusha. And kedusha is the goal. The mitzvah is the means. So be'etzim, the Ner Chanukah doesn't have kedusha. But it leads you to kedusha. And if you don't treat the Ner Chanukah with respect, if you think it's all about counting money, it's all about the gashmius, the chomrius, that's why we have Klal Yisrael, then you're never going to reach that level of kedusha. So was Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Asi Amar Rav right? Excuse me. Was Shmuel right when he said v'chi ner kedusha yeshba? Does the ner have kedusha? No, of course it doesn't. And the answer wasn't, yes, the Ner does have Kedusha. The answer was, from the Kisui Adam, from the mitzvah of Kisui Adam, you see that even though it doesn't have Kedusha, Shlo Yom Mitzvah Bezu Yoselov. Meaning the mitzvahs are supposed to lead you, I agree with you, says Rav Yosef to Shmuel. I agree with you that the Ner doesn't have Kedusha. But Dam doesn't have Kedusha either, but we have to know that it's going to bring us, like all mitzvahs, it's going to bring us to a much higher state, where we're going to appreciate that the animals aren't here for us to eat. They're also living beings. So we cover the blood dafka with our hand, which goes above our head, above the seichel, and shows that we have a much more exalted purpose. And therefore we cover with our hand to show we're embarrassed at the blood. And we one day want to elevate ourselves not to have to spill blood at all. That's the purpose of mitzvahs. So too the ner. Of course the ner doesn't have kedusha. But it's going to lead us to Kedusha, just like the Kisui Adam is going to lead us to Kedusha. It's not just about separating us from the pagans. So too the Ner is going to lead us to Kedusha. Ner is symbolizing the purpose of Klal Yisrael. The purpose of Klal Yisrael is not merely Chomrius, it's Ruchnius. And we should connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the means. This mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a means to get to Kedusha. And if we're mevaz of the mitzvah and we just count money and we say, oh, it's all about the Gashmius, then we're not going to properly respect the mitzvah. And it's not going to lead us to Kedusha. And therefore the Gemara says, if Yehuda Amar Rav Asi Amar Rav says, you're not allowed to count money, dafka money, now we understand why dafka money. Money is, because Ner Chanukah is the existence of the Jewish people, the nisan that Hashem does for us, and it's not just that we should have a comfortable physical existence. Shmuel said, the Ner doesn't have Kedusha, so why not count money? The answer is, the Dam doesn't have Kedusha. But you have to respect this mitzvah of Dam because it's going to lead you to Kedusha. And therefore cover with your hand, not with your foot, not with the low part of you. So to hear, Shlo Yom Mitzvahs Bezu Yoselov, we don't want the mitzvahs to be disgraceful to you. We don't want Ner Chanukah to just be about the Kiyum HaChomri of the nation, the material, economic security. Something much, much higher, much, much more elevated. We should all be Zoche. It's Hashem. Haneris Halalu Kodesh Hem Taka. They do lead us to Kedusha. And we should look at the Neris. And we should absorb this Kedusha into our neshamas. We should be mayor to other people. And that tzchus, we should be zoch b'karv mamish. To the pasuk that we read earlier, v'hai oracham, ara levana koracham, v'oracham yeshiv asayim koor shivas hayomim, b'yom chavosh Hashem es sheber amo, u'machas makoso yirape. The light of the moon will be like the light of the sun, and the light of the sun will be seven times as strong like the light of 7 days, on the day when Hashem bandages the injury of His people and heals the wound of His blow. Amen, Ken Yiratzon. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.